We're open for business now. I'm going to have Gabe read the section of the Constitution to which this motion, if it occurs, will apply, and then we will entertain a motion. Okay, Gabe.
I'll hold the mic for you. Or you...
Oh, is there a stand?
No.
No, we have no stand. Okay. All right, yeah, if you could hold it for me, Jeff.
Okay. I'm over this way. All right, let's see if we can do this. Yeah, would you? All right. Yeah, and maybe this way a little bit. Okay. All right. There's two sections of the Constitution that I'm going to read this morning. First one is Article 10, Section 11. And it says, the convention may remove any officer or director of the council between elections only by a two-thirds vote of the council members in convention assembled. The convention may or must. Thank you. Now I'm not trying to find a moving microphone. Let me read that last sentence over. Okay. The convention must receive notice of the impending vote to remove at least 24 hours in advance of such vote. If any officer or director should be so removed, a replacement may be elected by a simple majority vote, as in the case of the regular elections. The replacement shall serve for the unexpired term of the removed officer or director. A president so removed shall not serve as immediate past president. And then the other section.
What's that? Is that
the one on voting? The one on the voting?
Yeah, is that the second?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
Okay.
Oh, it's only like two sentences.
Okay. All right. And then the other section is Article 13, Section 3. It says, in the event of a roll call vote, the individual vote excluding officers and directors shall be taken first, followed by the delegate vote, after which each officer and director shall be called by name and shall cast his or her individual vote publicly. However, officers and directors will not be required to vote publicly in elections. And now I will pass the mic back over to Jeff.
Okay. Thank you. So here's what the procedure will be. We will now entertain, well, I'll explain the procedure in a minute. We'll now entertain a motion under Article 10.11, Section 10.11. Yes. Okay, we'll get you a mic.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to present a motion that, in view of the breach of contract against the San Gabriel Valley chapter of the California Council of the Blind, the Charles Navarrete. What? Are you talking to me?
What?
I'm sorry, what am I, they're saying I'm doing something wrong, so can you tell me what I'm supposed to do?
Okay, I think we understand.
I didn't say contract. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. But it is the contract of the San Gabriel Valley chapter.
Okay, all right.
So what I was trying to say is the breach of the contract of the roster of the San Gabriel Valley chapter of the California Council of the Blind and the breach of the confidentiality. I would like to present a motion that Mr. Charles Navarrete be removed from the board of the California Council of the Blind.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second on the floor. Here, this is how the procedure will go. I will recognize up to five speakers for, five speakers against. There will be a two-minute time limit. The body could decide to extend the number of speakers if it wants to at that time. So we will recognize the speaker for the motion first.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Since I still have the mic, may I? When we had our meeting last Saturday, as the meeting took place, I had to address this issue, this crisis, to tell those who did not know, to place them on notice of the breach and betrayal of the San Gabriel Valley chapter. Our chapter unanimously voted that we invite Charles Navarrete not to return, since we can't instruct it. It's not in our constitution. Our chapter asked, are you going to help us? So I promised them that I would help them by bringing this to them. I know that there's concern if this occurs, what could happen if Mr. Navarrete is removed from the board. But there also needs to be concern for what can happen if he isn't. If a law enforcement officer refuses to arrest someone because they don't know what that person's going to do when they're released from prison, what kind of world would we be living in? So I would really urge you to consider how your chapter would feel and you would feel if this breach and betrayal, God forbid, had happened to you. And I would ask you to please let your conscience be your guide and help me to help my chapter, because I can't do it by myself. Please let me bring them back the good tidings that they have your support and your caring and concern for them. Thank you so very much.
Okay, we'll take a speaker against. Okay, Frank.
As many of you will know, this matter was discussed during Thursday's board meeting. And the outcome of that discussion was that I made the motion to censure Mr. Navarrete, and that motion was passed. I expressed at that time that I did not feel additional action was warranted, and I still believe that. I make no mistake about it. What Mr. Navarrete did was wrong. It was a breach of his confidentiality agreement, and it was stupid. But in my mind, it does not cross the line that would be needed to be crossed for me in my own conscience and in my own mind to justify his removal from the board. We have not had a removal of the board for, by my memory, at least 22 years. And the last time that happened, it was on account of credible evidence of serious and continuous misappropriation of CCB funds. One stupid email does not rise to that level of culpability. And therefore, I urge a no vote on this resolution.
Okay, speaker four. Do we have a speaker for?
Gene Burkhardt. I'm the treasurer of the San Gabriel Valley chapter.
Okay.
And I'm fully sighted. And the look on the faces of all the members that day when they found out about this was extreme pain and extreme disappointment. And it's something that needs at least to be addressed somehow. I don't know what type of punishment should be done, but something should be.
All right. Speaker against. Yes.
I would request flexibility on the time, and I won't abuse it. So, I'm Charles Navarrete. As you know, I was censured as a result of the board vote on Thursday. And that's a very serious matter. It's something that's going to be on my record, and I doubt if I would ever be elected again to an office with that record, and I may not try for another office because of that. However, Article 10 does not specify any reason for removal. And as Frank said, the only time that this was done was when former president, Bob Acosta, was expelled. And in that situation, there was allegations that he misappropriated money, formed the Helping Hands nonprofit to compete with the CCB. And in face of that uncontradicted evidence, he was removed. After he was removed, he did fund the Helping Hands nonprofit with funds that he received from
30 seconds.
I would request more time, sir. Okay. So anyway, can I have a ruling from the chair? Jeff?
I'm sorry?
Can I have a ruling from the chair? I request more time.
On what?
To make my statement.
I'll tell you what, if there's not five speakers, you can speak again.
Okay. So anyway, he was removed. After he was removed, he funded his nonprofit Helping Hands with funds from the thrift stores that had previously provided the funds for the operation of CCB. So I don't think that my transgression reaches the point of that, what happened in 1993.
For this time.
Margie.
Okay. All right. Speaker 4.
Margie. So I would like to ask all of, I first want to say that we are the supreme authority, every one of us sitting in this room. The board took their action. Some of us aren't happy with what the board did, and so it's on the floor of the convention now. Remove the name of Charles Navarrete. It's not a personal issue. It is an issue of a breach of people's private information. Every board member should have each of us as members at their best interest, and no board member should make this mistake, and you should know this going on the board. And I believe that we need to uphold the integrity of this organization by voting in favor to remove Mr. Navarrete from the board. Thank you.
Okay, speaker against. Yes.
To continue, Margie voiced what many people said Thursday, that I should have known better. And I should have. It was a stupid, foolish mistake that I did. You know, my mom always told me when I was young, several times, that for being so smart, you do some dumb things. And that was one of them. I've done dumb things in the past, and I'm truly sorry for what I did. I know that that does not help the people in the San Gabriel Valley chapter, but what else can I say? Anyway, record in a 43-year legal career as an attorney for 19 years and as an administrative law judge for 24 years does not show any complaints against me by any former clients or parties who appeared before me. So I think that I've shown that I'm an honest and a person who does some dumb things, stupid and foolish things. So I hope that you will be able to put aside any other concerns that you may have, and based on your judgment of what happened in this case, allow me to continue to serve as a board member for another year and a half. And I really enjoyed serving the California Council of the Blind
15 seconds.
For over 30 years, and gained more from that experience than I believe I've conferred to the board and the council. So thank you for listening.
Time. Okay. Yes, Speaker 4.
Mr. President, this is Donna Pomerantz. Donna. Let me know when my time starts. Okay, I guess it started. members assembled here in the convention room this morning, the bottom line on the issue is, do you believe that it is okay for members' names, telephone numbers, home addresses, emails, and birth dates are to be shared publicly? That is the question before us today. The membership is the supreme authority on this issue. The membership was not pleased with what took place previously, what took place Thursday at the board of directors meeting. I will share that what Frank proposed was the only thing that the board has the power to do. However, having said that, there are board members here this morning, myself included, who want to bring that question to the membership assembled at this convention this morning. Is it okay?
20 seconds, Donna.
Thank you. I was hoping you'd do that. Okay. So, for you this morning, and yes, I will tell you, policies will be worked on to be tightened up. That was mentioned as well. I have every confidence that will be done. But today, is it okay that all of that personal information was shared? Please vote in favor of this motion to say it's not okay. Thank you.
Okay. Speaker against. This is number 4, I believe. Yes.
With respect to sharing the confidential information, I put it on the CCBL, believing that that was a closed list. I've never seen any non-member on that list posting. And that was a stupid mistake. I thought I was putting that information on to the organization and not to the outside world. I should have known better, but I can truthfully say to you that I did not. So, thank you.
Okay, all right. You're,
I have a microphone.
I was given
the microphone. My hand was up.
Hold on. Last speaker four.
This is Charlene Ornelas.
Uh-huh.
It was mentioned earlier that this was not as grievous a incident as what it was with what happened with Bob Acosta. Now that his name is out, I'll go ahead and use it. I beg to differ with you. Because of new technology and the spread through the internet and cyberspace of information, this is a very grave problem. Who knows how far this information will go? Who knows whose hands will end up in with it, and who knows what will be the end result? This could go on for years because of this one small error, and I believe very strongly that everybody nowadays knows you don't give out information. How many times have you been asked, well, give me so-and-so's number, and you say, excuse me, I will give you them your number. I will not be able to give you my, their number. Thank you.
Okay. Last speaker against. Do we have another speaker against? Yes.
I guess this shows what I should probably have attended the board.
Hold on,
thing, but
hold on.
There's a
Judy, hold on.
Yeah, just,
okay, it's your point of clarification, Rob?
Yeah, I just, there's a couple of things I think I'm missing, and I'd like to try to understand. So I understand now that email addresses were posted to the CCBL list. Was this just done as a mistake? Was
Rob,
some...
are you asking, this is not really a point of clarification.
Oh,
this
okay.
is getting close to debating. Are
no,
you...
I don't want to debate. I just wanted to get more of an understanding.
Well, I mean, it's... You know,
okay.
Part of that gets to...
Oh, I see what you're saying. You don't know if it was a mistake, is what you're saying.
Well, you might say it's a mistake. You might say it's not. I mean, that's getting into the guts
okay.
of the whole discussion.
Okay, thank you.
All right, hold on. Do we have a final speaker against? Okay, hearing none. Well, hold on. Someone called for the floor. No, it was someone else.
Lula Smith.
Who?
Lula Smith.
Lula, are you against?
I'm against. Yes.
Okay, yes, then you can have the floor.
I have known Mr. Navarrete for many years, and I have never, ever known him to be anything but honest and above board. And also, his educational background, his sophistication with the law and the order of things and the committees and the boards. I know that personally, it's my personal opinion, he would not do anything that he thought to be irregular, illegal, or immoral. I think that I know mistakes happen. It's happened inside the organization for many years from time to time. And it's rare that I ever hear, I've never heard anybody say, okay, we got to kick him out. You know, and to me, it's a brand new thing. That's why I'm trying to say, tell everybody that I have never known him to be anything like what I'm hearing. You know, he's not dishonest, deceivious, nothing.
All right, thank you. Okay, there's been a call for the question. Here's how the vote will go. Ballots will be passed out. Board members, existing board members, not new, those who are newly elected will serve in July. Existing board members and officers do not get a ballot. So maybe those of you on the board out there, just to make it easier on folks, could stand up so that you won't get one, and then we'll sit down as soon as the ballots, you can sit down as soon as the ballots are passed out. The ballots will then be collected. We will do the delegate vote, and then we will do the officers and directors voting individually. Okay, go ahead and pass the ballots out. Badges, you must have your badge if you're going to vote. And that applies to the board as well.
Yeah, that's right. I'm standing up. I'm sitting back down. Artis and I don't have to stand up here.
It's pretty obvious.
Pretty obvious. We're
yeah, just so they know not to give you a ballot. That's all. Okay, so the way we're going to do it, we want to move things along. The way we're going to do it is if you are voting for the motion of removal, you leave your ballot alone. If you're voting against the motion of removal, you tear off a corner. Okay, are all the ballots passed out? Everybody's supposed to get a ballot, have one? Okay, all right. Yes, repeating the instructions. If you are voting for the motion of removal, you do nothing to your ballot. If you are voting against the motion of removal, you tear off a corner. You're going to be, when we tell you to, you're going to pass them to the middle aisle like you did the other day. But they're not all passed out yet. Does anybody need a ballot? Raise a hand. You can, board members, sit down. Raise a hand if you need a ballot. Okay. You can now begin to do whatever you're going to do with your ballot and pass it to the middle aisle. I'm sorry? Okay. Instructions one more time. You do not do anything to the ballot if you are voting for the motion of removal. You tear off a corner if you're voting no against the motion of removal. Okay, we need one person who needs a ballot, I think I heard out there. Hold on. Don't talk unless you absolutely have something that needs to be said. It makes it harder for our volunteers to. You can hold on to yours. We won't even see yours. And when the ballots are all collected, Mary Lou and guys, let me know, and we'll begin to get the delegate votes. Have the vote, have the ballots all been collected? No? Okay. All right. Pass them to the middle. Are we done? Yes? Which is it? Board members and officers will be polled after the delegate vote, individually. Artis is up here with the list. Gabe, it's 13.3 is the section number. He read it earlier. Yeah, oh, Gene, you weren't here. Gabe read it earlier before we started the debate. Okay, we're in the middle of a vote. It's got to be, is it about your ballot or about voting or whatever? You vote as a delegate and you cast your vote, and then you vote your board vote individually. That's how you do it. Okay, so we're now ready for the delegate votes, correct? Got all the ballots? What? Okay. Have the ballots all been collected? Okay. Mary Lou, you guys collect the ballots. Are ballots collected? Okay. All right, we're done. Okay, we're up for the delegates. So we're going to have somebody circulating a mic. So you can count the ballots at the end, right? Yeah, we're going to do the delegate vote now so as we get as many people as we can. So stand up as your chapter is called for your delegate so that we can get the mic to you more quickly. ACB Capital Chapter, Margie Donovan. Hold it, you get to a mic to you. No.
Margie, this is being recorded.
It's being recorded.
Good morning. I'd like to vote 7 yes, 1 no for ACB Capital Chapter.
Okay, 7 yes, 1 no. And Peter, you're recording? Okay. Active Blind Inland Valley. Kelly Hill or Christy Crespin?
I'm coming.
Okay.
I'm making myself useful this morning.
Thanks.
Active Blind Inland Valley's chapter votes 5 yes.
5 yes. Bayview chapter, Steve Fort.
There you are.
Sure. I'm instructed as delegate. The Bayview chapter to vote 10 votes no.
10 no. Let's see, Brer Revival League of California, 5 votes, and it's, I don't know that you have a delegate here. You have to be registered as the delegate, and I don't see... Oh, wait a minute. I do see Rob Turner at the bottom. Okay, sorry, Rob.
Okay.
5 votes.
Mic's not working. Okay. Going to kind of split the vote. 3 votes yes, 2 votes no.
3 yes, 2 no. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, Donna Sanchez.
Where are you, Donna?
Is Donna here?
Yes.
Okay.
Your mic runner is just a little slow.
5 votes.
One yes, four no.
Library Users of California, the delegate is Judy Wilkinson, 5 votes.
Three yes, two no.
Contra Costa chapter, Gabe Griffith.
Gabe?
Right here. Contra Costa votes 2 yes, 3 no.
Okay. East Los Angeles chapter, I'm trying to read the name of the delegate. Oh, Stephanie. Okay, yeah, I see you.
Okay, Stephanie.
And you have 7 votes.
East LA, 6 yes, 1 no.
6 yes, 1 no. Fresno chapter, Sarah Harris, 5 votes.
Okay, Sarah, I'm coming. What? Sarah? Okay, I see ya.
Is Sarah here?
Yes, she
okay.
is. I said your mic runner is a little slow.
Oh.
Fresno chapter votes 3 yes, 2 no.
3 yes, 2 no. Glendale Burbank chapter, Artis Bazin. We're going to flip the mic over. Save Kevin.
We have 5 votes, I think. Okay, Glendale Burbank votes 3 yes, 2 no.
3 yes, 2 no. Okay, Greater Long Beach Chapter, Robert Wendt, and you have 5 votes. And there is no alternate. Yeah.
I may present a problem here. I do not have my name tag. Can I vote? I just want to make sure.
Yes, as a you're casting your delegate vote, not your individual vote.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I don't want there to be a problem. 4 yes, 1 no.
4 yes, 1 no. Greater Los Angeles Chapter, Ken Metz, and you have 5 votes.
Greater Raleigh votes 4 yes, 1 no.
4 yes, 1 no. Guide Dog Users of California. And you have 5 votes.
Okay, coming up. Oh, okay. Roller skates. Hey, it gets me away.
4 yes, 1 no.
4 yes, 1 no. Inland Empire Chapter, Christine Bailey, 5 votes. The alternate is Adel Galaviz. Okay, you are the alternate. 5 votes. Adel, are you here?
Stand up if you're here.
Apparently not.
No, she's here, I think. No, we're not seeing it.
No, Adel. All right, we will pass on that chapter. Adel, sorry. Yes, okay, got it. Orange County has 5 votes. Gail Crossan is the delegate.
Orange County votes 5 yes.
5 yes. San Bernardino Chapter, the delegate is Deborah Gossett. Alternate is Theodore Wilbrecht. And you have 8 votes. No one here. San Diego Braille Club, Joseph Lopez, and you have 5 votes.
Okay, got it. Joseph, where are you?
I'm right here.
All right.
Good morning, everybody. I vote 5 yes. That's
5 yes. San Diego Chapter, delegate is Patty Davis, 5 votes. Not here. San Francisco Chapter, Frank Welty, 6 votes.
5 votes yes, 1 no.
5 yes, 1 no. San Gabriel Valley Chapter, it's Bill Berry. And you have 10 votes.
San Gabriel Valley Chapter votes 10 votes yes.
10 yes. Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, Alice McGrath is the delegate, and you have 17 votes.
Silicon Valley votes 14 yes, 3 no.
14 yes, 3 no. Yosemite Gateway Chapter has 7 votes. Delegate is Tanya Williams. Tanya Williams. The alternate is Margaret Buckman Garcia. They must have gone back to Yosemite. Okay, that concludes the delegate vote. And now Artis will call the board members and officers. And so we'll have to have a mic to run around.
Okay, President Jeff Tom.
No.
First Vice President Jean Lozano.
No.
Okay, second Vice President Judy Wilkinson.
No.
Secretary Artis Bazin, yes. Treasurer Peter Pardini. Okay, immediate past president Donna Pomerantz. Donna
yes.
Pomerantz? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, our board members, Lena Bandy, who I don't think is here, Vincent Calderon.
Okay, Vince, where are you? All right.
Yes.
Steve Fort.
No.
Joe Lopez.
I know where he is. I was just there.
Your vote on this. Yes.
Pam Metz.
Yes.
Charles Nebarate.
No.
Paul Patchett Jr. Okay.
Yes.
Frank Welty.
No.
And Robert Wendt, do I understand you don't have a badge?
I was going to say it was waiting for him to announce. Well, here, I'll take the mic.
Point of order, please.
The ruling can be overruled by a two-thirds vote. But everybody has to have a badge to cast their individual vote. Yes, Margie, point of order. Margie, what is your point of order? Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, now we will have the vote computed, and while we do that, maybe our door prize person, Debbie Obregon, can get together with one of our folks and do another door prize. Oh, I'm sorry, with who? Once you get the whole vote computed, yeah, the whole vote has to be computed. Thank you. works. I don't know if I can do it. What's how you scroll? This? No, that's not right. Oh, I see. Huh? Yeah, that artist pulled. Michael, who? Kinkley. Go, oh, Keithley, sorry. Mike Keithley. Not in the room. Oh, he is there. Okay, Mike is here. No, I think I'm gonna. I'm missing the right scroll button. Well, maybe I want frequency. Is it these two things up on the top? Yeah, but it says frequency 940 something. Okay, let's do another one. Another $50. To announce it, Gabe, while I'm looking at this. Bob Rennie.
Bob Rennie. Bob Rennie. I'm sure my name's in here somewhere.
Donna Pomerantz.
All right, we're going to try, while the vote is being computed, I'm going to try and read the minutes that Secretary Artis Bazin has written. I'm using a Braille sense for the first time, really. We'll see how this works. This is CCB 2015 Convention Business Meeting Minutes. On Friday, October 2nd, during the first general session, the CCB Nominating Committee report was given by Pamela Apology. The nominees were Second VP Judy Wilkinson, Secretary Artis Bazin, Board Members Charles Navarrete, Pam Metz, Joseph Lopez, Robert Wendt, and John Ross. Elections were held Friday, October 2nd, after the second general session. Those elected were Second Vice President Judy Wilkinson, Secretary Artis Bazin, and board members Charles Navarrete, Pam Metz, Joseph Lopez, Robert Wendt, and Steve Fort. On Sunday, October 4th, the CCB business meeting began shortly after 8:30 a.m. The 2014 business meeting minutes were read. Frank Welty made a motion to accept the 2014 business minutes as read. The motion was seconded by several and passed. Peter Pardini gave the Treasurer's report as of September 15th. A motion was made and seconded to accept the Treasurer's report. The motion passed. The Acting Chair of the Constitution and Bylaws Committee Sorry about that, I lost my place. But I'm almost back to it, I think. I was just totally surprised by Gabe's name not being there. Must have gone to the bottom or something. Do you know how to find my name? Just as we were moving along swimmingly. Yeah.
you get for using a braille sound.
Gabe is making snide remarks about the competition. Okay. All right. Oh, sorry about that. The acting chair of the Constitutional and Bylaws Committee, Jeff Tom, gave the Constitutional and Bylaws report. The amendment dealt with section 10.4 regarding time-specific elections. The committee made a motion to pass this amendment. Frank Welty made a motion to add an addition to the amendment. The addition was not passed. The original amendment change was passed. The Resolutions Committee report was given. 2015-1 asked the Board of Directors to insist EEOC provisions add guidance on reasonable accommodations for employees that include accessible technology for blind and vision impaired individuals. The committee moved, do pass, the resolution passed. Resolution 2015-2 on handwritten holographic wills to include other written forms if notarized. The committee moved to pass. A motion was made to add an amendment for anyone who provides print format as long as it is notarized. The motion was seconded and passed. The amended motion was tabled with the whole resolution tabled to and sent to the Governmental Affairs Committee. This motion was passed. Resolution 3 was withdrawn. Resolution 4 thanked the volunteers at the convention. The committee moved to do pass, and the motion was adopted unanimously. Resolution 2015-5 thanked staff of the hotel. The committee moved to do pass, and the resolution passed unanimously. A motion was made to accept the Resolutions Committee report. The motion was seconded and passed. Jean Lozano gave a short convention report. He stated the spring convention will be at Viejas Hotel and Viejas Casino and Resort. He said round-trip shuttle rides would be $50. There will be a limit to the casino in, there will be a visit to the casino in December to make sure renovations are complete. Abby Schumann said exhibitors expressed positive feedback about exhibit hall. He also said that the devotional committee needs more members. Pampology, credentials chair, thank those chapters who followed through with their paperwork and in providing changes in advance. She also thanked Mitch Pomerantz with assisting the chair and wishes to thank the nominating committee. Frank Welty is now fundraising committee chair and wants to assist chapters. Artis Bazin asked for new membership committee members. Chris Crespin said the Ellen Murphy Fund could use donations. The crisis committee needs a chair. Dirk wanted the audience to thank Ed Branch for all he's done during this convention. Jeff adjourned the convention. I think that's it. Okay. Oh, whoa, boy. Sorry. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes? There's a motion, a second. Discussion. Yes. We need to get her a mic.
Okay. I think we need to make reference in the minutes to the credentials report.
Okay, oh, and there's glasses too.
Jeff?
Hang on for a second. I've got some lost and found. Okay. All right, where's the tape recorder? It's over there. Sorry about that. This is not good. Okay. Yes, I'm sorry. I was been interrupted. What you need to make reference
to the credentials committee? Yeah, I think it was not mentioned in the Friday evening session.
Okay.
Thank you. No, the credentials report was not mentioned.
Yes, the credentials report that was passed.
Did you say that?
It was not mentioned. No, you were correct, Judy. So you would like the minutes to reflect that the credentials committee report was passed?
Yes, thank you.
All right. And now I think Christy wanted the mic next.
Never realize how big a room is. The crisis committee report, actually, my saying that it needed a new chair was a misunderstanding. So I want that reflected.
Well, except I'm not sure I appointed you clearly till after the...
Did you? No?
I did, but I don't know that the minutes need to... reflect it.
Okay.
But I understand.
Because I think
Christy is our very outstanding chair. Just let it, let the record reflect. Okay, Gabe.
I believe the minutes said that just stated that a resolutions report was given. I think it needs to reflect who gave that, even if they're. You know, if it was the actual chair or an acting chair, I think it needs to say who gave it.
Yeah. So we need Robert Wendt's name. Okay. Anything else? Discussion, additions, amendments? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions. Okay. Very quickly, we have two items up here. We think we have some glasses that may belong to Pam Metz. Would that be possible, Pam? No? Okay, sunglasses. Then we have a pair of sunglasses, and we have a Radio Shack tape recorder that was left in the banquet. The sunglasses were left at the head table, and that's why we weren't sure as to who might have. Okay. Does somebody think they left a tape recorder? Pam did? Okay. All right, we'll deal with that. Okay, do we have a vote result? We need a two-thirds majority vote for the motion to pass.
Okay. In favor of the motion, we had 119 votes. That's a percentage of 71.26%. We had 48 votes against it, which is a 28.74%.
Okay, the motion has passed. All right, so now we need to elect a replacement for the seat formerly held by Mr. Navarrete. Are there any nominations for the board seat held by formerly held by Mr. Navarrete? Are there any nominations? Okay. Let's get her a mic.
I nominate Vivian Younger.
Okay, Vivian Younger's name has been nominated. Vivian, do you accept? She accepts. Okay. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? And for a final time, are there any other nominations? There's a motion that nominations be closed and she be elected by acclamation. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed. Abstentions. There you go. I got the clap last. Okay, let's get a mic to Vivian.
It's on its way, right here. Right here, Vivian.
Hello, everybody. Well, it's time to stand up and do some jumping jacks. I mean jumping jacks in terms of working. Well, since I'm working on the membership, I'm the membership chair of GDUC, that I think my heart is with membership of CCB so that I can do them simultaneously. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to do a door prize. We have a CD player. Yeah, this is very cool. I forget, who is it from again? Oh, from Rick Plath. That's right. That is a cool thing. So we're going to do the CD player, and we'll throw in $25 so that you can get some CDs. Oh, Gabe Griffith. What a CD player. Whoa. All right. Yes. Pam, yes.
I'm right here. I don't need two mics. Thank you. In behalf of the San Gabriel Valley chapter of the California Council of the Blind, I would like to express their heartfelt thanks. Their voice cannot be heard because they're not here. If it was in LA, they would have been. But everyone in that chapter unanimously thanks you for your concern and your caring and your support. And it just makes me more and more proud to be a member of this fine organization, as are the San Gabriel Valley chapter members. Thank you so much.
All right. So we're now going to move on to the, we'll do the treasurer's report later because we do want to get our constitutional amendment and resolutions done. So I will turn it over to the constitutional bylaws chair and winner of a CD player, Gabe Griffith.
I have no idea how to get that CD player anywhere. All right, let's see what we can do here. All right, so this is going to be the second reading of the constitutional amendment, Article 8.9. All right, is that better? All right, you're welcome. Current language, Section 8.9. Each chapter shall elect a delegate who is a current voting member of the chapter to attend council conventions and cast the chapter's vote. The chapter may also elect an alternate delegate who is a current voting member of the chapter. The chapter shall provide its delegate and alternate delegate with a credential. Such credential must be submitted to the council president and secretary, care of the CCB office, at least 30 days prior to each CCB convention. No credential of a delegate or alternate delegate may be accepted unless the annual dues of the chapter seeking to be represented are paid along with the roster as required in Section 8.7 and officer information sheet required in the bylaws. And the action to be taken is to delete the words at least 30 days prior to each CCB convention, and it would be replaced with no later than February 15th. So the new language would read somewhere on the next line. Section 8.9, each chapter shall elect a delegate who is a current voting member of the chapter to attend council conventions and cast the chapter's vote. The chapter may also elect an alternate delegate who is a current voting member of the chapter. The chapter shall provide its delegate and alternate delegate with a credential. Such credential must be submitted to the council president and secretary, care of the CCB office, no later than February 15th. No credential of a delegate or alternate delegate may be accepted unless the annual dues of the chapter seeking to be represented are paid along with the roster as required in section 8.7, and the officer information sheet required in the bylaws. The Constitution Committee recommends a do pass, and I so move.
Second.
And do you want me to talk about the rationale for that? Or do you want to?
You need to?
Okay.
All right. So, do we... Since there is going to be a question, I'm going to let Gabe briefly discuss the rationale for this amendment.
So this amendment, just to kind of back up a little bit, was requested by many, and I actually did the writing on it just to clear that up. The rationale behind it is basically two things. One is make it consistent with all the other documentation required by a chapter. And the second part of that is to set an exact date when it has to be in so that it's the same every year and doesn't change as the convention changes.
All right. So did that answer your question, or do you still have a question, Christy? Okay, get a mic to her.
My question is, because membership is added sometimes between conventions and the date of the paperwork being in, and our votes are based on the membership count, how will that affect anything? Or would those new members be able to be counted towards membership or their votes?
No, those new members would not be able to count. Is that correct? I mean, they could vote, but it would not count toward the affiliate vote. Now, it's normally only a difference of a few weeks because the convention is usually, and that's when we hope to have it all the time, is, you know, in the area of April. So it's usually only a matter of 2 to 3 weeks anyway. But conceivably, there could be a year when it could be later. And yes, those newly... admitted members would not count toward your increased delegate vote. Anybody seeking the floor on this amendment? Hearing some discussion, yes? Get your mic.
Okay, it's coming. Just to clarify, anybody who becomes a member after that
can still be certified as a member to vote if they are registered. Do we have, I mean,
that's
I know.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's, I just want, and also, you know, to vote at the national. So you still can, a member can be certified to vote. It's just that your chapter numbers can't change after February 15th.
That's correct, for your determination of how many delegate votes you have at the convention. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion is carried. Back to you, Gabe. That concludes your report.
Thank you. And before I close, I would like to recognize the members of the committee, Dave Jackson, Roger Peterson, and Jerry Consular were unable to make it to the convention. And Charles Navarrete was here, so he participated. And we had some good discussion in the meeting the other night with, I think, about two or three people that came in and participated in the discussion. So thank you to those. And if anybody has any constitutional amendments to bring in, you know, get them to the committee. My contact information is on the website and around. That we are planning on doing some work with, I think, Articles 8, 9, and 10 over the next year. So those of you already on the committee, get ready to do some serious work. And there's a few people that I know we're going to try and recruit that aren't on the committee. And if you'd like to be on the committee, contact either myself or current President Jeff Tom or President-elect Judy Wilkinson, and we can try to arrange you getting on that. Thank you, everybody, and that concludes my credential or constitution report, whatever report I'm giving. Oh, maybe it concludes the resolutions report.
Yeah. Okay, do we have a motion to accept the report of the Constitution Bylaws Committee? Is there a second? Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? All right. We're now going to turn the mic right back over to Gabe for resolutions. Oh, no, before that we do that, we're going to do a door prize. Another $50. Mary Lou can tell us who it's from, and Debbie can pick the name. Paul Patchy, I believe, has left. Judy Wilkinson, all right. And this money comes from where? Why don't we identify? Yeah, the money that she's getting.
$50 from Orange County and
Guide Dogs in Orange County, all right, are paying for dinner. There you go. Very good. Shall we do one more when you get back up here? We're as long as she's not, she has an agenda over there.
You haven't called my name yet.
I haven't called Debbie's name either. See if we have these. Whoops. Okay, Debbie, pull one. You won't be able to read it. We'll have Mary Lou read it when she gets back up. Right there. All right. We've got another one ready to read. Patricia Bogart, are you still here? No. Whoa, let's see what we got here. Probably $50. That's right, don't fork your money over to him. All right, we got those envelopes over there?
Mary Lou's got them.
Okay. All right, Mary Lou, $50 for Pam.
She's coming.
Great. How many we got left? $25 ones. Okay, we're going to do one more $50 one. And this time, Artis is going to draw.
All right.
Christine Bailey. I don't think she's here. So draw again. Maria Mitchell, are you here? Nope, she's gone. Oh, you are here, Maria. Okay. All right. We're going to have three door prizes left. And Maria, can you raise your hand? But she is there? All right. And we will turn the lost and tape recorder into the lost and found. Okay. Take it away, Gabe.
All right. There are, well, I was going to say, I'm back as resolutions. There were four resolutions submitted. One was withdrawn, and then we've got the two appreciation resolutions. In just a second. Jeff, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I need to report the one from last
year. All right, oh, and before we get into reading them, we are going to have a summary from Jeff Tom about results or status of ones from last year.
So we had a resolution, as the minutes indicated, last year on holographic wills, and I was working to give, it was referred to the Governmental Affairs Committee, and it was agreed that I would give Charles a contact from the Uniform Commission of State Laws or some similar entity that we could explore if any other states are looking at some kind of novel way to allow people with vision impairments to to drop holographic wills. And I haven't been able to get in that contact yet, so that's where we are. And if necessary, this will come back next year. Okay, thank you.
And that now brings us to, if I can manage not to jump around on my document, Resolution 2016-1, which is dealing with online conventions, and it was submitted by Gabe Griffith and David Jackson. Whereas in recent years, it has become increasingly expensive for CCB to conduct its annual conference and convention, and whereas for a variety of reasons, overall attendance at conventions has been declining, and whereas when people have been attending conventions, they are often not purchasing the plated meals, making it challenging for CCB to meet its contractual hotel food and beverage minimum, causing the organization to make up the deficit from its limited financial reserves, and whereas hotel and transportation costs for attendees are steadily increasing, making it more difficult for the council to find affordable locations for the conventions, and whereas affordable online meeting platforms have become more accessible to screen reading and magnification software, allowing people who are blind or have low vision to access them more easily. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the California Council of the Blind in a convention assembled this 10th day of April 2016 at the Viejas Casino and Resort in the city of Alpine, California, that the president of this organization appoint a task force consisting of, but not limited to, representatives from the following committees: Conference and Convention, Constitution and Bylaws, Technology, the Technical Operations Group, and Budget and Finance, to investigate alternative ways of conducting conventions. And be it further resolved that this task force report its findings and recommendations to the CCB Board of Directors and membership no later than the 2017 conference and convention. The committee recommends a do pass, and I so move.
There's a motion and a second for passage of this resolution. Do we have any discussion? I heard Ken Metz first, and then a woman, Judy second. Jean's first, sorry, thought I heard Ken.
We, as a member of the Resolutions Committee, we had the word ad hoc in front of task force. I would like to see ad hoc added, please, in the first resolve.
The reason that that was taken out is a task force is an ad hoc entity, as opposed to a committee, which is not.
Well, I am aware of task forces that have gone on for years, and this is a short-term thing, and not to continue.
So the
and we voted on it too. So
the resolutions chair can decide whether that is acceptable to put it back. Okay, the resolutions chair has accepted it. It shall return. Okay, any other? Judy's next.
Jean, I just want to make sure that you don't feel that this conflicts with the work that you're undertaking to explore measures for future conventions. Okay, thank you. Okay, no, I meant this resolution doesn't in any way limit what you feel we're doing in terms of the phone call and the meeting we had Friday night. Okay.
All right. Any further discussion? Okay. Jordan, we'll get a mic to you.
If this resolution passes, does that mean we won't have conventions in person and only online?
Gabe, you want to comment on that?
Not at all. All this resolution is calling for is for the president of this organization to establish a group to look at alternative methods of conducting the business of the convention. Currently we have people that can't afford to come to conventions, and as it says in the resolution, a lot of it is because of costs, so we're looking at other ways for people to be able to participate in the convention, and nothing would be done without approval of the membership at the 2017 convention when this ad hoc task force makes its report back to the membership.
How does one get on this committee, ad hoc committee?
Lobby the president. Yeah, you got to come to me for a couple more months. Yeah, the shorter time I have left, the more bribeable I become. That'll help you. Yeah, that'll help you. Okay, anyone else? Discussion on the resolution? Hearing none, all those in favor of the resolution say aye. All opposed say no. Abstentions? The motion is carried. All right, Gabe, back to you. Actually, let's do one more door prize because we've got like three left, I think. So we'll do one more set of $50. People will be leaving, and we want to give a chance for people to be drawn. Yeah, that Gabe chose.
What board member have I not chosen yet?
We're going to laugh at the few.
Yeah,
Kelly Hill.
All right.
Kelly Hill, you're here, aren't you? Yeah. Raise your hand. $50, yeah. All right, that gives us two left, I think, right? I think that's what we've got left. Two sets of two. Yeah, two sets of two. Okay, we'll go back to Gabe.
All right. Resolution 2016-2 was withdrawn, but is going to be submitted to the ACB Resolutions Committee for them to have fun with this summer. Yes, ma'am? It was dealing with funding for blind or visually impaired teachers of the blind or visually impaired to be able to get funding for services such as drivers. Yeah, and the reason that we talked to the author of the resolution had her agreed to submit it straight to national is the issue the committee the resolution even said the committee felt that it's national in scope and the resolution is calling for federal funding, and so we felt it was more appropriate for ACB to be passing that resolution than for this organization. Resolution 2016-3 is, just because I can't be a resolutions chair without having one, deals with the business enterprise consultants. And it is brought to us by Paul Patchy Jr. Whereas business enterprise consultants, BECs, who work for the Department of Rehabilitation are the primary point of contact between business enterprise program, BEP, vendors, and the department. And whereas
among other duties, BECs inform blind vendors of program rules, assist vendors with the procurement of equipment, advise vendors on business strategies, and serve as the liaison with program management. And whereas BECs often have little, if any, background in BEP or relevant experience, and whereas did I miss business? Yeah, it says business experience. Sorry. And whereas this lack of familiarity with BEP or the food service industry has contributed to advice being given to the blind vendors, which can be incorrect and damaging to the vendor's business. And whereas BECs are generally far more interested in informing enforcing program rules than in helping vendors improve their business. And whereas this lack of appropriate appropriate supervision may place BEP vendors at jeopardy of losing their vendor agreement license, now therefore be it resolved, and I'm going to skip the boilerplate stuff, that this organization strongly urge the department to require its existing and newly hired BECs to spend at least 2 weeks of occupational skills training at a BEP location with an experienced vendor to gain business experience and insight to the business enterprise program. The committee recommends a do pass, and I so move.
So we have a motion and a second. Is there discussion on the resolution? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Abstentions? Okay. Yes.
I know that sometimes the process of getting resolutions and cover letters to the department takes more time than not, but we have a BAC meeting, Blind Advisory Committee for the Uninitiated, in mid-May, and I don't have my calendar open right now, but I think it would be good to have that resolution to the department as soon as possible, and with a reminder, Jeff, since you're still on the Blind Advisory Committee with me, We can perhaps agendize a discussion about the job requirements for the business enterprise consultants.
Yep, we will certainly make sure that resolution comes, gets to the committee. Thank you. All right. Okay, back to you.
Thank you. Resolution 2016 number 4 deals with PBS audio description. And it was brought to us by Steve Bauer. Whereas the public broadcasting system, PBS, is the primary provider of programming with audio description in the United States. And whereas Los Angeles is the second largest television market in the country with a large number of residents who could benefit from audio description. And whereas KCET, the former PBS affiliate in the Los Angeles market, opted to pass through the audio description produced by PBS until they disaffiliated from the network. And whereas now KOCE, we were told KOCE, please let me read the resolution and then we can discuss differences. KOCE, known as PBS SoCal, is the major provider of PBS programming in the Los Angeles market. And whereas PBS SoCal, in response to a viewer inquiry, has stated that they do not have the equipment to pass through audio description and has chosen not to invest in this technology. Now, therefore, be it resolved that this organization contact PBS SoCal requesting that they pass through the audio description, and be it further resolved that this issue be referred to ACB, asking them to request PBS to mandate all of their affiliates to pass through audio description. The committee recommends a due pass, and I so move.
All right, there's a motion and a second for adoption of the resolution. Is there any discussion?
Mr. President?
Is that Albert?
Albert.
Mm-hmm.
I just needed a little clarification. What does it mean to pass through? Are we trying to get it where they will get audio description through KOCE or to not do it? I don't understand.
Well, pass through basically means that the it's produced by the PBS network, but the local station isn't giving you the audio description when you tune into it, you aren't able to get it. If they don't pass it through, if they do pass it through, you are able to get it. Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the resolution say aye. All opposed? Abstentions? The resolution is adopted, and we will obviously refer this on to ACB.
Okay. Resolution 2016 number 5 is the hotel appreciation. Whereas the hard work of the Viejas Casino and Resort staff helped to make the 2016 California Council of the Blind Conference and Convention an unbridled success. Now, therefore, be it resolved. That this organization thank and commend the staff of the Viejas Casino and Resort for their outstanding effort. The committee recommends a do pass, and I so move.
Okay. This resolution is clearly a horse of a different color, so to speak. All those in favor of this outstanding resolution say aye. All opposed? Abstentions? The resolution is adopted. Let's hear it for the hotel staff. Last but not least.
Gene is asking for the floor.
Yes, Gene, sorry. Didn't hear you back there.
Did I miss the resolution for congratulating, complimenting the volunteers for the work?
We haven't voted on it yet. He hasn't brought it up yet. Okay.
Okay, and number resolution 2016-6, whereas without the outstanding efforts of the volunteers at the 2016 Conference and Convention of the California Council of the Blind, this event would not have been such a resounding success, now therefore be it resolved. That this organization express its profound appreciation for the work of the volunteers at the 2016 CCB Conference and Convention. Committee recommends a do pass, and I so move.
Okay. There's a motion for adoption of this outstanding and resounding resolution on the floor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? Thank you. Let's hear it for the volunteers. Yes, indeed. Okay. Yes, we're going to give the mic back to Gabe for the conclusion of his report.
That that concludes the reading of the resolutions. Before I close, I would like to thank the committee, the members that were here this year, and I'm going by memory. I apologize, so if I miss somebody, speak up. Gene Lozano, Robert Wendt, Linda Perel. Am I missing any committee members that were here? I think those were the committee members. And I was going to get to, are you a member of the committee, Jordan? Yeah, that's what I thought. I was going to say, I wanted to thank committee members first, and especially thanks to people who spent many hours with us. On Friday night, we went into the very wee hours of the morning, and people that were there are Sarah Harris, Paul Patchy Jr., Steve Bauer, Jordan, and Jordan, I forget your last name. Miranda? Did I mention Charles? Okay. Yeah. Jeff just whispered Charles' name to me. And then last night, Jeff and Leslie Tom joined us. And I think I have caught everybody. So thank you, everybody, for joining. Keep those resolutions in mind for next year. And again, if you would like to be a member of the resolutions process and committee, contact myself, current president Jeff Tom, or incoming president Judy Wilkinson, and we can work on getting you involved in the committee and a member of it. Thank you, and Mr. President, that concludes my 2016 resolutions report.
Okay, do we have a motion to accept the report of the resolutions committee? There is a motion. There's a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye. All opposed? Abstentions? That motion has definitely got support. Okay. Peter, do you have a treasurer's report?
Yes, I do. I have a brief
one. Okay, that would be great.
California Council of the Blind, statement of revenue and expenses for the period January 1st to March 31st, 2016. I'm just going to go ahead and read the bottom lines, if that's agreeable. Total revenue is, for the period, $37,683. Total expenses are $55,435. Leaving a difference between revenue and expenses of a negative $17,752. And I'm just going to, the total assets that the organization has is $878,111. And this concludes my treasurer's report.
Okay. Any questions or discussion? There's a motion of acceptance. Is there a second? Are there any questions of Peter? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? The report is approved. Okay, do we have any committee chairs that would like to provide any reports at this time? Frank Welty, yes.
I'm actually here in behalf of a couple of committees. First of all, I'm rising in behalf of Technical Operations Group Committee Chair Vita Zavoli, and the chair wishes to commend the hard work of the committee, sometimes under tight deadlines. The members, in addition to herself, are Steve Aminoff, Greg Fowler, Jeremy Johansson, thank you, Phil Obregon, and Paul Patchy Jr. And they're doing great work, and they're not in the behind the scenes where you don't realize how hard they're working. I'm also the chair of the fundraising committee, and we had another good meeting yesterday. And if you're interested in working on fundraising, again, we would welcome more members on the committee. Our focus this year is going to be, first of all, helping you as chapter members, as chapters, to find good ideas and resources for your own fundraising. Also, to develop more fundraising opportunities at the state level. And we look forward to working very hard on those areas.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to supplement Frank's words with respect to the technical operations group to applaud Phil Obregon for being willing to step up and take the vice chair role of that committee. So I want to thank Phil. Okay. Any other committee chairs? Yes, Pam?
Thank you. On behalf of the credentials, I didn't have any of my committee members here this time, but anyway, we got through it. I want to thank everyone who submitted their proper paperwork and credentials and office information sheets and rosters in a timely manner, and those who came to the meeting to be accounted for. And as nominations chair, I want to thank those in the nominating committee who worked so hard. In case in the new change of regime, if I'm replaced, I just want to say thank you for the time that I've had as credentials and nominating chair. And if you'll have me, I'd be happy to serve longer. Otherwise, I appreciate all the time I had with you guys because I got to get to know many more of you than I would have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pam, for your hard work, and thank you to the committees. Okay, any other committee chairs? Okay, hearing none. Do we have any? Let's do a door prize. I think we have two left. Let's do one of them. Okay, Debbie tells us we have two $25 envelopes from Bayview. So, and the winner is Charlene Ornelas. She's been winning some things this weekend, that's for sure. Okay. So we'll save the last one. I think it's one is all we have left, right? Okay. Let's now go to old business. Old business. Whatever old business is, this is the time for it. Yes, I'm corrected by Madam Secretary, who correctly refers to it as unfinished business. Yeah. Okay, hearing none, let's now go to, and there will be time for announcements, let's now go to new business. Do we have any new business to come before the body? New business. Hearing none. Time for announcements. Do we have announcements? Gabe has already said, Gabe has one, and then, okay, Christy, I believe. Gabe first.
And Donna first.
All right, I have two things. One is this CD player box is pretty big. I don't know how I'm going to get it on the plane. So I was going to say, if there's anybody local that wants it, speak up. And was that Donna that I heard first? Okay, yeah, we can raffle it again. And then I'll donate it back to the raffle. And then the second announcement I had is if there's anybody in the room that is not currently scheduled on the shuttle that would like to share a taxi or see if we can convince Uber to come out here or something, catch up with me after the adjournment and maybe we can go to the airport together.
And if we don't find a winner, you can carry his CD player for him. Okay. Okay, Christy is next. I thought it was Christy.
Yeah, I thought it was Christy and Donna.
Yeah.
I have an announcement that the Active Blind Inland Valleys chapter is going to be holding a fundraiser, Pampered Chef Online fundraiser, beginning September 1. I know it's early, but September 1 through September 17th, we will be having a Pampered Chef party at my home on the 17th. So I want you guys to write it down because I want you guys to order from us because we need help. The second thing is, did we ever say when the convention? I know it's going to be Woodland Hills, but when?
Yeah. That's usually not just before government.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what did you say? Yes, the next convention, it's in April. Gene, do you remember the date? It's at the Woodland Hills Hilton, same as we had last year. First weekend? I think Gene, you are right. I think it's the first weekend in April. We'll try to get that out to be as a certainty. But so yes, we will see you next April. All right, next is Donna, and then Artis, I believe, has an announcement after that.
I just wanted to share, a number of you know that Abby was taken to the hospital last night, and some of you may not know. I just wanted to give an update that he is getting good care, and his daughter and niece and family are directly in contact with the hospital. So even though he can't come home with us, he definitely has his family in contact, and I'll update you as I know more, but he's getting good care, and he was actually very happy to be with all of us, here at convention, and I'll let you know how things are going, but he's getting great care. So keep him in your thoughts and prayers, and we'll let you know as we find out more. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Artis, you want to make your announcement? No? Okay. All right. Any more announcements? Okay, Frank?
For those of you who might be able to get to Northern California in the next couple of months, I have a couple of announcements you may be interested in. First of all, if you're working in the blindness field, the Lighthouse is going to be having their Providers Weekend at Enchanted Hills Camp the weekend of May, I believe it is May 20th through 22nd, where people can have a chance to socialize and network with other people in the blindness field at Enchanted Hills. It's always a very fun event. Second, and this is something that's worth flying up to the Bay Area for, even if that's all you go for, on June 10th, that's Friday, June 10th, the Lighthouse is going to have their grand opening for their new building. It's going to be at 1155 Market Street, right next to a BART station. We're going to be doubling our space. We're going to be occupying the 9th through the 11th floors of a building and those floors have just been renovated. It's all specially designed for the Lighthouse. It's just mind-blowing what it's going to be like. So it's definitely worth seeing. It's going to start with a parade at City Hall, from City Hall to the Lighthouse. And then there are going to be tours. It's going to be lots of fun. I hope the whole planet is there. So I hope you'll come up and join us.
Okay, this is Artis. I remembered what I was going to mention. we had a very successful focus group meeting for a student affiliate yesterday morning. And we now have a new president for the student affiliate, who is Robin Patchy, and our new vice president is Jordan Miranda, and then I'm secretary, and Paul Patchy Jr. is the treasurer, and board member Gabe Griffith. So I want to commend all those who came to that meeting. We were able to gather 10 members, which is a requirement to have an affiliate, And we're hoping that you'll pass on the news to all of your chapters and affiliates and encourage any students to join the student affiliate. And our first board meeting will be May 1 with a membership meeting that will start at 7:30 on May 1. So anyone interested in becoming a member of the Blind Student Affiliate, please come to that meeting. We'll be putting out an announcement with the number and so forth on the different email lists. Thank you.
Okay, any other announcements? Yes?
Again, you're going to give me two mics. I haven't been able to connect with Lee Morden regarding the Braille Writer, and I have it, but I'm wondering what to do here.
Did she? Uh-oh. We're going to have to try and get that to her. Can you take it, Charlene? Thank you. That was very much appreciated. Yeah, we appreciate that immensely. Okay, Peter has an announcement.
Just a reminder to please leave your badges, because we can reuse them. Just leave them on the table.
On the table. Also, I'm going to have our folks take this tape recorder that we have not had claimed and turn it into Lost and Found in the hotel in case anybody wants to call about it. That's about all we can do. And yes, leave your badges on the table. We do reuse them. Any other announcements? Hearing none, we're going to... Well, I'll say something first, and then we'll have our last door prize. I can't thank everybody enough for, you know, bringing this convention off in the way we have. So many people stepped up. I've mentioned you all before, you know, Brooks and Ronnie and Mary Lou and Peter and Gene and so many, again, folks have really done a tremendous job, with Ed's absence, and Ed certainly wishes he was here. Just in case he's listening out there, let's have one more huge round of applause for Ed Branch. Okay, and I just want to take a moment of personal privilege to say that I have thoroughly enjoyed working for all of you and being a part of our advocacy efforts. I'm certainly going to do my best to help our incoming president, as I hope all of you will as well, because the president and the new officers need all of us to stand behind them and to make our organization even better in the future. So thank you again, and let's have a final door prize, and then it's aloha. Yes. Oh, that's right. We're going to... Go ahead. Okay. So, we're going to do the CD player first. We have two door prizes. We're going to do the CD player first. Well, Gabe's CD player, he ought to, draw it. It is now, anyway.
All right, who wants it?
Yay! All right. Excellent. Okay, we now have our last door prize is $25 from CCC LV and $26.25 for Mitch and Donna.
Yeah. I do.
I was going to say, somebody play blackjack last night?
So we're going to dig deep and see who we can come up with. Tammy Stevens, not here, I don't think. anymore? The Yosemite Gateway people. All right, I'm going to take my last presidential act of this convention. And here we go. Yeah, yeah. Brooke, it says I ought to issue a pardon. Oh, Lord. George Rivas. I don't think George is not here. All right. Whoops, whoops, whoops. This time I got this one. I got about three in case. Whoa! $50 and, well, $51. Did he leave? Oh, okay, there you go. Do we have a motion to adjourn? There's a motion to second. All those in favor say aye. All opposed? Abstentions? We are officially adjourned. Thank you.